Let's, Be'ezus Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imori, of David Sibin, or of Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei Beis. We are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Alf Amid Beis. Boker Tov, Chanoch, Henoch. And let's take it away from the Mishnah, Pei Alf Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Nitma Shalem O Rubo. If the entire Karban Pesach becomes Tameh, or a majority of the Karban Pesach becomes Tameh, Sarfen Oso Lefnei Habira, you would have to burn the Karban Pesach in front of the Beis HaMikdash. On the Har HaBayis, there was a place that they used to burn any Karbanos that became Tameh. Sarfen Oso, Me'atzei HaMa'aracha, and you were allowed to use to burn this. So this is something that has Kedushas Damim now, no longer has Kedushas Haguf. So you were allowed to burn it using the wood that was used to burn Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Atzei HaMa'aracha, wood from the fire that was on the Mizbeach. Nitma Mi'uto, however, if just a piece of the Karban Pesach, a minority of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, V'chein and V'hanosar, or there was leftover meat of the carbon Pesach by the next morning. You had to eat the whole carbon Pesach at night, but if there was some leftover meat from the carbon Pesach, this is not nitma. It's nitma b'muto v'hanosar, or that it wasn't tami, but it became nosar because you left it over to the next morning. Sarfen oso b'chatzroseim o al gagoseim. In such a case, they would not burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. They would bring it home to their house in Yerushalayim, and they would burn it in their courtyards or on their rooftops. Me'atze atzman. And they had to use their own firewood for it. Good morning, Jeremy. Hatzaikonim, the misers, people who were very concerned about losing a few bucks on the wood, sarfen oso lefnei habira, they would allow the misers, even in a case where a minority became tameh, and even in a case of where it was no sar, sarfen oso lifnei habir, they were allowed to do it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, b'shvilei hanos me'atzei hama'aracha, so that they would be able to benefit. They wouldn't have to spend their own money on this. They would allow them to use the money of the Beis HaMikdash. Take a look at the bottom Tosfos. Nitma rubo sarfen oso lifnei habira me'atzei hama'aracha, but nitma mi'uto, you were allowed to use. You had to burn it in your own house with your own wood, but the misers, they allowed them, even in Nitma Meyuto and even in the Nosa, to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood and burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Tosfos, Nira Hatam, why would they allow this stuff to be burnt with the wood of the Beis HaMikdash? Mishum Delev Bezdin Masna Aleim. That Bezdin would permit this. Lefisha his kikula sarfo lefnei habira kedei levaisho. The Gemara is going to explain that they made you burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Good morning, Dr. Joe. Good morning, Mordechai. They made you burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash to embarrass you, that you weren't careful with your karbanos and you allowed them to get tameh. And we want to make sure that next time around you'd be more careful. Lo hitrichu lahavi etzi mishelo. So they didn't make you bring your own wood. The misers as well, hisnu, they made a condition, kamochen. Not for anybody. The reason why they allowed the misers is because of their miserliness, they wouldn't burn it at all. They're going to come to benefit from it. They'll violate an avera to benefit from psuli amukdashin. It still has Kedushas Damim, and if these misers didn't want to burn it, so they allowed you to use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. V'dafka b'tzaykanim o b'aksanayu, or the Gemara is going to say a guest. K'damrini b'gemara, da'asu k'tzaykanim, aval adam acher, lo. But a regular person is not permitted to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood. V'afil l'man d'lesle b'kam d'shuas le'bez masan le'im hanimili b'karbados t'kotche kotche, Kedushas Aguf, aval Kedushas Damim kuli amamod. Everyone agrees that Bezdin would allow you to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood to do this. Fascinating halacha that because of the misers were afraid that they wouldn't burn it, they would use it. So we allow them to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood. Fascinating. And what was this embarrassment? So it was only if a majority became tamei that we embarrassed them. But if it was nitma b'miyuto, or it was just no sar, that's not such a big pshia, and therefore they did not fine you, penalize you, and embarrass you by having you burn it birabim in front of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Meiri. Nitma miyuto, back in the Mishnah, nitma miyuto, if only a minor, Gemara, says the Gemara. My time, what's the reason for this halacha? The reason why you had to burn it in public in front of the Beis HaMikdash, if the majority of the carbon became tameh, is to embarrass the person because you weren't careful to watch your carbon Pesach. And once you're embarrassed, hopefully you'll make sure that it doesn't happen again. Even though it's, and the Gemara is going to say, even though sometimes it got tameh and it wasn't your fault, it was by accident, but it was your averus that caused your carbon to be tameh. That's what the Rishonim say.
Isn't there some halacha you can't embarrass somebody in public?
Ooh, very good question. So, Joe, how are you ever supposed to stone anybody who's chayiv misa in Bezdin? How are you ever supposed to give anybody lashes who's chayiv lashes in Bezdin? You're not allowed to embarrass them. No, you're right, but this is part of your punishment. When you get punished for doing something wrong, then you're supposed to be embarrassed. The embarrassment is a kapara. It's a kapara. So you're right, you're not allowed to embarrass somebody for no reason. But a guy who did something wrong, this is like his punishment. You know, you weren't careful with your carbon to keep it tahar, so there's an embarrassment factor. But you're right, you're never allowed to embarrass anybody. But apparently, sometimes we also wanted people to learn that you got to be very careful with some stuff. But a very good question. You're not allowed to embarrass somebody. Nitzma miyuto v'chule. So the Mishnah said that if a minority became mutter, so then you take it home and you burn it in your house with your own wood. Or Ramin will ask you a contradiction. V'chein mishi yasa miyushalayim. So there's a Mishnah earlier on Mem Tes. We learned that if somebody left Jerusalem, v'nitzkar sheyesh b'yadu b'sar kodesh, he remembered that he was holding kachim meat with him. Im avart sofim, if you already passed the area called Sofim, so you were out of the city limits of Jerusalem, sorfo b'mekomo, you could burn it right there. V'im lav, if you hadn't yet passed Sofim, chozer v'sorfo, lifnei habira, you go back and burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, me'atzei amarecha. Sounds like even if a minority of the carbon became pasul, you burn it outside Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara gives three answers to this. Because the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction between whether it's a majority became tamei or a minority. So it says, it's how come the Mishnah makes a distinction? Makes no distinction. So the Gemara gives three answers. Amar v'chavar ukva lo kasha. Kan ba'ach sanoi, kan me'bala bayis. A guy who lives in Jerusalem, an ach sanoi is a guest. He was a guest in Jerusalem. He doesn't have his own wood. So they allowed him, even if a minority went outside, right? That's talking about a case where the guy had a kezias of basar, so he had a minority. So even if a minority went outside Beis HaMikdash, if he's a guest, it's very hard for him to get his own wood, and therefore we allowed him to use the Beis HaMikdash wood. But Khan, our Mishnah is Bebala Bayis, a guy who lives in Jerusalem. So a regular guy who lives in Jerusalem, it's Nidma Miyuto, he goes home and burns it at home. That's one answer. Rav Papa Amar Hava Habach Sinai, they're both a guest. Kan Shehichzik Baderech. In one case, he already started walking home to Tel Aviv. He's already on the road. So therefore, we didn't go make him bother now to go look for wood. But Kan Shelohichzik Baderech. But a guy who's still hanging out in Jerusalem, he has time. He hasn't yet gone along the way. He can go find his own wood. And Rav Zvid has a third answer, which is really modifying the first answer. Rav Zvid Amar La'olam Kedamar Meikar, like we said in the first answer, Rav Chama, Kan Ba'ach Sinai, V'Kan Ba'al Abayis. One's a guest and one is a homeowner. Va'af Al-Gav De'lo Hichzik V'Derech. Even though he has not begun walking yet, he has not begun going home. Ach Sinai, Kevin De'Lesle, a guest, since he doesn't have his own wood, Asu'u Kitzai Kanim. So a guy who's a guest, they made him like a miser. And just like a miser, they were afraid he wasn't going to use it. So too, a guest, it's very hard for him to find wood, so we're afraid he's not going to burn it. So we allow him to use the Beis HaMikdash wood. This non, Hatzai Karim, Sarfin Osof Ne'abir, Bishvil Lehanos, Me'atzei HaMa'arach. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to learn about the laws of burning it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a brisa. If a minority of the Karban Pesach became Tamei, or no sir, you left over a little bit. Ba'u, so the bowl is sarfo bichatz. So let's say these misers, so really you have to burn it at home with your own wood. But let's say the misers, who they permitted to come burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaMikdash's wood, because we were afraid if we wouldn't permit them to do, they wouldn't burn it at all, and they would violate major isurim. Says the Gemara, Bo l'sarfo b'chatzro seim v'mayatzei ma'aracha. Let's say they wanted to do it at home, but they wanted to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood at home. Ein shomen lehem. We don't allow them to do that. We'll see why in a minute. And similarly, lifnei abir me'atzei atzim, if they wanted to burn it in public in front of the Beis HaMikdash using their own wood, also ein shomen lehem. Says Gemara, Bishlam me'atzei ma'aracha b'chatzro seim ein shomen lehem. I understand if they wanted to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood in their own homes. We don't listen to them. Dilma paishin minayu. Maybe they'll have some leftover wood for asubuhu de takala, and maybe they'll come use it at home for their own personal benefit. Wood from the Beis HaMikdash, they would violate me'ila, that's stealing from the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't let them take it home, because if there's some leftover, we don't want them using it for their own purposes. Ella, lifnei abir me'atzei atzmon, if they wanted to volunteer to use their own wood in front of the Beis HaMikdash, what's the problem with that? My time alo, Rav Yosef Amar, shelo levayish es misha einlo. Rav Yosef said, because if they would make you bring your own wood to burn it, if you wouldn't have your own wood, you'd be embarrassed that you're so poor. So they just said, everybody use the Beis HaMikdash's wood when it's in front of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rav Yosef's answer to not embarrass somebody. Rav Amar mipnei hachashad. No. Rav says it's because they wanted to prevent people being suspicious, because if you would use your own wood, and you would have some leftovers, so you're going to carry it home from the Beis HaMikdash to your house. But people are going to say, oh, they're not going to know that you do. You were just a burnt minority. They're going to think you burnt a majority. You're using the Beis HaMikdash's wood, and they're going to think you're going to be carrying home the Beis HaMikdash's wood to use for yourself. It's marasayin. It's a chashad. People are going to suspect you. So therefore they said, whenever you're burning it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, use the Beis HaMikdash's wood so you won't carry it home. Says Gemar, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? To not embarrass somebody that didn't have, or because we didn't want suspicion? It could benai, the aise kani v'charuse. If you brought like this disgusting, if you would bring like bad wood that everybody would know that's not the Beis HaMikdash's wood, the lechazi l'maracha, such wood would not be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you brought that kind of a wood, so if the reason is to not embarrass somebody who didn't have, then that would still apply. But if the reason was that people would think that you're carrying the Beis HaMikdash's wood home, no one's going to think this stuff is the Beis HaMikdash's wood, and therefore you would be allowed to use this stuff. That's the difference between the two answers. Now the Gemara is going to bring now another case of where there's a similar dispute between the Amoraim, Rav and Rav Yosef, over similar issues. Tanan Hassan, we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, every morning after they would burn the Ketores and clean out the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, Rosh HaMa'amad HaYamamid Es HaTmeim Al Shar HaMizrach. Wow. So we know that in the Beis HaMikdash there were 24 Mishmaros and 24 Ma'amados. The early Nevi'im made a takana that the Kohanim were split up into 24 rotations of families that would do the service in Beis HaMikdash. And there were also 24 families of Yisraelim, part of whom would come to Yerushalayim, part of whom would get together in their own hometowns, who represented Klal Yisrael as the representatives of the Karban Tamid. You know that the owner of the Karban had to be there. So Karban Tamid, the owner is Gans Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was split up into 24 families. And the guy who was in charge, they would appoint one guy in charge to take care of all the arrangements. You know, the Macher, the head Yisrael Macher. So they called him the Rosh HaMa'amad. So this Rosh HaMa'amad would take all the Kohanim Tmeim. He would direct all the Kohanim Tmeim of that day, and he would make them stand at the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash. And everybody would walk in that way. And everybody would see that the reason these Kohanim weren't doing Avod is because they were Tameh. My Taima, why would they make all the Tameh Kohanim stand up there at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash? Amar of Yosef, Kdei Levayshan, to embarrass them. Why embarrass them? Because you became Tameh, you weren't careful, and that's why you're not allowed to do your service in the Beis HaMikdash today. So they wanted to embarrass them, even though, again, they could have become Tameh by accident. So the Emek HaNatziv comments on the Sifri that nevertheless, it's embarrassing that your Averis caused you to become Tameh, even by accident. You're bad luck. Rava Amar, no, like Dr. Cho said, we're not trying to embarrass anybody. They don't want people suspecting them. What are you, lazy guy? Why aren't you doing Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? People would think that the reason why they, people would think if they wouldn't just show up to work, that people would think, the guy wants to make more money. He's a diamond dealer today. So he's passing up his time to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash because he makes more money elsewhere. He didn't want to give up a day of work to do the Avodah. So we say, no, we stand him up there so people wouldn't suspect him. Now, he's Tameh. That's why he's not doing Avodah, because he's Tameh. My Benayu. What's the difference in these two reasons? Ike Benayu. Mifanke. Delicate, spoiled Kohanim, or wealthy. They were so wealthy they wouldn't work for a living anyway. So no one's going to suspect that they didn't work for the day. So they really didn't have to, according to that reason, they wouldn't have to stand up there. Inami de kagadol shishura. Or that their work, their profession, they made such little money that they would make ropes. They would wind ropes together. They made such little money that nobody would suspect that the reason they didn't show up to work in the Beis HaMikdash was to make a few dollars peddling ropes. Nobody would suspect them. Okay, next Mishnah. Now, when is the time you would burn the Karban Pesach that became pasul? Two possibilities. Either you burn it right away on the 14th, or you burn it, you have to wait till the next morning it becomes noser, but you couldn't burn it on Yontif, you had to wait till the morning of the 16th. We don't burn Psulei HaMakdashin. A carbon that became pasul, you can't burn it on Yontif. HaPesach sheYotza. Let's say I have a carbon Pesach that left the walls of Jerusalem. It had to be eaten within the walls. O shenitma, or it became Tameh. Yisaref miyad. Burn it right away on the 14th. Nitmeu habaylim. However, if the Pesach didn't become Tameh, but the owner became Tameh, o shemesu, or the owner died, so then it's not a psul haguf. The carbon itself didn't become pasul. To uber tsuraso. So you wait until it becomes nosa. You wait until it starts to corrode or it becomes smelly. The meat becomes already old. The next morning it becomes nosar. V'yisarif b'shishasa. So you have to wait till the morning of the 16th, chalamoid, and burn it on chalamoid. That's Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Oimer. Af ze yisarif miyad. Even if the owner becomes Tameh, or the owner dies, even that, it's not a psul haguf. Even that is considered to be a psul haguf. Even when the meat itself didn't become Tameh, the owner became Tameh. Yisarif miyad, burn it right away on the 14th, lefi she'ein lo ochlin. Because if the owner becomes Tameh or dies, no one can eat it, and that is considered to be like a psul haguf. What's the root of the dispute? So the Me'iri writes, the root of the dispute is the eating of the Karban Pesach ma'akev? Tanakama holds the eating is not ma'akev, and therefore it's not a psul haguf. Okay, the owner became Tameh, so what? But the Karban is still kosher. It just doesn't have anybody to eat it, but it's still kosher, so you have to wait till to Ubr Tzura. And the din is that you can't burn karbanos that are kosher until they become noser. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds the achilas hapesach is ma'akev, and therefore it has no owners, So it has no owners. It's considered to be like a psula guf. You have to burn it right away. Says the Gemara. Bishlama tamei. I understand that you have to burn a carbon to become tamei. Ksiv. It's a beferish of pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Va'basar shayiga b'chol tamei. Lo yechel ba'esh yisareif. If the carbon becomes tamei, burn it. Ela yotzei minalan. How do you know that a carbon that goes outside its area, let's say kachay kachim, goes outside of the Beis HaMikdash, kachim kalim, goes outside of Jerusalem, how do you know that you got to burn it? Says the Gemara, it's from the famous story where Moshe got angry on the first day of Nisan when they had the Chanukah Sabayis and Nadav and Avihu died and the Kohanim didn't eat the Seir Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. There's this bizarre discussion between Moshe asking, yelling at Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, how come they didn't eat from the Karban Chatas? Tichsiv, it's by the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Seir Zimechad L'Chatas, the Seir Rosh Chodesh. So that Aaron and his sons burned it. And Moshe got angry with them. So he's asking them, why did you guys burn it and not eat it? So the Gemara is going to present a dispute. One opinion says it went outside the mechitza. One opinion says because they were onen, and onenim aren't allowed to eat from the carbon. So let's see. Dichsiv. Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Hein lohuvas dama el hakodesh pnima. Amelo Moshe la'aron. So Moshe, this is also in Parshas Tzav. So Moshe said to Aaron, Madu aloch, or maybe he was in Shmini. It's in Tzav or Shmini, one of them. Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Ches. Amelo Moshe la'aron, Madu aloch achalta mesachatos. Why didn't you eat the meat from the chatas of Rosh Chodesh? Shema nichnas dama lefnai velefnim? Did the blood go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And that's why... Maybe not even the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Even if it went inside the Heichel, it would have been puzzle. There's a question why they wrote the Rashash deals with this. Why they write Lefnai v'Lefnim? It maybe just means it went into the Beis HaMikdash. Some had a different girsa. Lefnim, Pnima, right? Because this is a Chatas Chitzonius. So the blood is not supposed to go inside the Beis HaMikdash at all. It was shechted, and the whole avod was on the outside Beis HaMikdash. So on the mizbeach that was outside in the Azara. So why? Maybe the blood went inside. Amar lo lav. No, the blood didn't go inside. So Amar lo. So why is it Shema chutz lemechitzasa yotzasa? Maybe the chatas went outside the Azara, went outside the courtyard. So it became pasul kachay kadashim. Amar lo lav. No, it didn't go outside. Bakodesh, I say, it was in the Azara, it was in the courtyard all the time. So Amalo, Ibakodesh, I say, Vehin Lohuva, Stam al Kodesh Pnima, Madu Allah Chaltamosa. So why didn't you eat it? Why'd you burn it? Michlal. So we see from this pasuk, the Inafka, had it gone outside its Mechitza, Inami, Ayel, Damalifnim, or if the blood had gone inside, Bas Srefahi. You see from here, that you burn anything that goes out of its mechitza. Says Gemara, Bishlama nitma. I understand you could learn it from where it becomes tamei. So we had a pasuk before our basa shiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. Gali rachmana b'kachim kalim. That pasuk was talking about shlamim. You see, if shlamim becomes tamei, so you burn it. Kol shkem b'kachim kadashim. So kavachom, you burn kachim kadashim. Ela yotzei. But the case of yotzei, that was kachim kadashim. Ashkan kachim kachim. Kachim kadashim. Kachim Kalim Yinolan. How do you know even if Kachim Kalim goes outside Jerusalem? So you have to burn it also. Visu. And furthermore, Hadisanya. This that we learned in a Brisa. Lon Dama. If you did not sprinkle the blood until Shkia, any carbon, you have to sprinkle the blood during the day. You can't do it at night. So let's say it went past the day. Because the halacha is that all blood becomes paslat shkia, because the Torah says in Parashat Tzav, biyom hakrivo es zivcho. It's got to be during the day. Nishbach dama. Or if the blood got spilled. Lun dama. Or nishbach dama. Yatza dama chutz l'klaim. Or the blood went outside the Beis HaMikdash. Dekai malon. Bisreifa minolan. How do you know you have to burn that? Answers the Gemara, Nafkolan mi de Rabbi Shimon. We learned that after Rabbi Shimon. The Sanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Pasuk says in Parshas Sav, V'chol chatos asher yuva midama el ol amod l'chaber bakodesh lo se'achel ba'esh tisaref. If the blood is in the wrong place, you have to burn it. Limit al chatos she'esrefasa bakodesh. Any chatos that becomes pasul, you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein li el azubovat. I only know the chatas, shar psulei kodshei kodashim, ve'emurei kodshim kalim, minayin. How do you know any other psul of kodshei kodashim and emurei kodshim kalim? How do you know you got to burn it? Talmud lomar, v'chol bakodesh ba'esh tisaref. Now it says, v'chol chatas, bakodesh, v'chol bakodesh. Any psul carbon, you burn it. Ashkan kodshei kodashim, kodshim kalim minolon, ela. Kol psulo bakodesh bisrefa loshna kachim kalim veloshna kachim kachim gemara gemirila. So the gemara says that the fact that you burn all kachim kachim and kachim kalim is a halacha lemoshe misinai. It's not learned from the psukim at all. Gemara gemirila v'chatas da Aaron and the I we had a pasuk before by Aaron. That's mishemaisa shayikachay. That's not really the source. The source is Halacha Moshe Misinai, but that pasuk is just because that's the way the story happened. It happened to have gone out. That's not the source of it. The source is Halacha Moshe Misinai. So if the hold on one second. So the Gemara ends up saying that. Yeah, so the first pasuk, it could have taught me just the flesh, but how do you know the blood and all the other side psulim? So the Gemara ends up saying it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Any psul, it goes out, it becomes tamei, whatever psul is, halacha l'moshe misinai, that kol psulo bakodesh, we just said, any carbon that became pasul is besrefa. You have to burn it. Loshna kachim kalim, loshna kachim kadashim. It's not learned that from psukim. Ela Gemara Gemirila. It's Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Fine. Says the Gemara. How do you know? What about the opinion that holds you have to wait till tomorrow morning? Says the Gemara. Any psul and kachim have to wait tomorrow morning. Ula Tana Devei Rabba Baravua. What about according to the Tana who learned in the basement of Rabba Baravua? Da'amar. Afilu Pigal. Even if a carbon becomes Pigal. Remember what Pigal is, right? If you slaughter it or sprinkle the blood with the intention to eat it in the wrong time, chutz l'zmano or chutz l'makomo, ton ibritzura, he holds even pigal requires waiting till the next morning. You can't burn it right away. Even though that's a psula guf, he holds you have to wait till tomorrow morning. Mi nolan, how does he know this? Yalif avon minosar. He learns exera shava from nosar, which is tomorrow morning. It says the word avon, xeris shava. We compare pigal to nosar. Just like nosar, obviously, it's only till tomorrow morning. So to pigal, you wait. Ask the Gemara, v'nelef avon mechatas to Aaron, where we burnt it right away. Amalach, chatas to Aaron, ki hai gavna, if there was this type of psul by chatas of Aaron, meaning, that what was the problem by the chatas to Aaron? Either they were onanim and couldn't eat it, or tuma happened to it. We're going to see it is a machlokas tanaim and zvachim. Why was Aaron's chatas burnt? Either it became tame, or because they were onanim and couldn't eat it, because Elazar and Isamar had just died. So says the Gemara, Amalach chatas to Aaron ki hai gavna nami ibrut sura ledoros baya. Even the Chatas Aaron only was a Horas Shah, that they burnt it right away. If that would happen, Ladoros, if the same thing, if it would become Tame, or they were Onanim and couldn't eat it, if for all future generations, also you would have to wait till tomorrow morning. The Hassam, the reason why, over there, by Aaron's case, they actually burnt it right away, Horas Shah Haisa. That was a horas shah. That was a special halacha that happened only for that time. But in the future, if whether it became tame or they were onanim, for all future generations. So all future generations would have to, according to this opinion, would have to wait till tomorrow morning to burn. You wouldn't burn it right away. That was a special dispensation that they wanted to burn it right away. That was a special dispensation. There's a whole discussion how you know there was a special dispensation. Let's continue. So says the Gemara. So how do you know? So again, says the Gemara. Hashta damrinan kol psule de kodesh bisreifa loshna de kachim kachim loshna kachim kalim Gemara gemirila. Now that you're telling me that any carbon that gets burnt, any carbon that becomes tame or becomes pasul in any way, so it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So what about this pasuk we quoted before? Ba'kodesh ba'esh tisareif lamali, right? We had this pasuk before. V'chol chatas ha'shayuva midam elol mo lechaper ba'kodesh lo se'achel ba'esh tisareif. So ba'kodesh ba'esh tisareif lamali answers the Gemara. That pasuk teaches me a different halacha. Ha'umi ba'ilei she'sreifasa ba'kodesh. That pasuk teaches me, where do you burn it? Wherever it was supposed to be brought, that's where you burn it. Even if it becomes pasul, you don't take it out. You burn it. Like, so if it's kachim kadashim, you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's kachim kalim, so maybe you could burn it even in Jerusalem. Says the Gemara. What about the other pasuk that we had? V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo yeyachel ba'esh yisareif lamali. What does that pasuk come to teach me? That a carbon that became tame, you have to burn it. What do you mean? You just told me it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So what do you need that pasuk for? Lamali. Answers the Gemara, hahu l'gufe yitzchek. No. This pasuk you need to tell me that kachim that became tame get burnt. Even though you had halacha l'moshe misinai telling me that all psule kachim get burnt. But we need this pasuk by tuma. Sa'akat adachamina, I might have thought. Kol psule de kodesh kigon. Lon dama, nishbach dama, viyatsa dama, vinishchata balayla, dibisreifa, dilesnehu bechulin. All of these psulim are uniquely special for karbanos. So that's why I burn it. Aval nitma dibechulin nami mifsal. However, something becoming tummy, which also has relevance for chulin. Now, what do you mean it has relevance for chulin? If meat becomes tameh, regular chulin becomes tameh, you're allowed to eat it. There's no iser, but there are other halachas. Some say this is referring to truma that becomes tameh, which is called chulin when compared to kachim. Others say no, even chulin becomes tameh, has certain halachos. So, ema ho v'savet be'uvdin d'chol. So you might have thought, if it becomes tameh, so ema lo tiba yisreifa, maybe you don't have to burn it. V'tizgalei b'kvura would be enough to bury. Kamash malan, that's why I need the pasuk to teach me, no. That if it gets pasuk, it gets tamei, even though that's something that doesn't only apply to kachim, it also has halachas by chulin, so that's also included and you have to burn it. Says the Gemara, last little piece here. Nitmu habaylim, if the owner became tamei, oshemesu, or the owner died, to uber tzurasan. Tanakama says, you have to wait till the next morning to burn it. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Brocha says, no, even if the Bailam became Tameh or the Bailam died, you burn it right away on the 14th. Amar Rav Yosef, Machlokes Shenitmu Bailam Achar Zrika. The Machlokes is where the owner became Tameh after you already sprinkled the blood of the Karban Pesach. Dischazi Basal Achila. So the flesh had become mutter to be eaten. You already resurrect the dam and nobody was Tameh. But now the owner became tummy, nobody can eat it. In such a case, Tanakama holds, it's not considered to be a psula guf, so you burn it tomorrow morning. Avalin mubayam lifnei zrika, but if the owner became tummy before the zrika, the lowest chazi basal achilim's flesh was never able to be eaten. Divrei akol yisarif miyad. Everyone agrees, burn it right away. Even Tanakama. Mesve, what do you mean? They ask the question, not true. Zaklal kol shepsulo begufo. Anytime it's a psul haguf, the carbon itself became pasul, the flesh itself became pigal, nosa, or tame, or it went outside the Beis HaMikdash, yisarif miyad. That you burn right away. But badam, if the psul happened in the blood, ubebailim, or the psul happened in the owner, tober tsuraso, the yotze b'sasefer, wait till tomorrow morning. Katani bailim dumi de dam. So the bailim seems to be compared to the dam. They were mentioned together. Madam lifnei zrika, just like the blood obviously becomes pusl before the zrika sadam. Once the zrika sadam, we don't care that the blood becomes pusl anymore. Obviously, that's before the zrika. Af bailim lifnei zrika. So you see that this din that you wait till tomorrow morning applies even if the bailim became tummy before the zrika sadam. So the Gemara says you're right. We have to reinterpret. Eliyad marhochid ma machlokes shenit mo bailim lifnei zrika. The machlokes in our Mishnah Tanakam Yochum ben Broka is only where the owner became tummy before the zrika sadam. The lowest chazi basal achila, the flesh was never able to be eaten. The habale kipsulo begufo. If the owner became tummy before the zrika sadam, that is like the carbon itself is pasul begufo because there's nobody to eat it. So it's a psul in the carbon itself. However, if the bailam became tummy after the zrika sadam, there was one moment in time that it was roy to be eaten. Divrei akol psul machmas tover acher. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would agree. Ubay ibrit sura, that you don't burn it right away, you burn it tomorrow morning. And that's Rav Yosef's opinion for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, no, af la'achas rika nami machlokas. The machlokas even applies if the owner became tame after the zrikas hadam. Even there, Rabbi Yochanan broke a hold, you burn it right away. Va'azah Rabbi Yochanan tame. And this Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning elsewhere. We're going to have to stop this in the middle, but we'll just finish this sentence. Az Yochanan de Dam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, for Rabbi Nechemiah, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Nechemiah both said, they agreed to the same halacha. They both Amru Davar Echad. They will both hold that a karma that becomes possible with a psul bailim, even though it's not a psul aguf, but it's a psul bailim, nevertheless, you burn it right away, you don't wait till tomorrow morning. So maybe we'll stop right here. And so tomorrow we're going to continue with showing how Rabbi Yochanan himself held that that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Nechemiah and maybe even a third Shita all hold that not only a psul aguf do you burn right away, but even if it was a psul in the bailim or an external psul, nevertheless you burn it right away. We will pick this up as Hashem from tomorrow morning. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Have a great day.